It's fucked.
Yeah, it is.
The Wire.
The US government is cutting or limiting rafts of funding for science and health research. Some of the executive actions from President Donald Trump include freezing federal loans and grants, capping maintenance costs for labs, a move that has been temporarily blocked in court, and specific cuts targeting health and climate agencies. I spoke with co-president of the New Zealand Association of Scientists and principal investigator in Te Pūnaha Matatini Centre of Research Excellence, Troy Baisden, about this decision and the potential implications it could have in the United States, as well as globally and in Aotearoa, New Zealand. I started by asking him how concerning these decisions are to him.
Well, it's absolutely concerning because the effects across science and research in the U.S. are already being widely felt. It's sort of a shock and awe approach that isn't entirely surprising. It happened in some ways in 2017, but has been planned and is being carried out to perhaps much greater effect this time. What's completely unclear at this stage is where it all leads.
To kind of add on to that, what do you think some of the potential implications of this move could be in the States?
Well, there's a lot. The first key implication of all this is that it's part of a wider constitutional crisis, and that's why it's so hard to predict. It's also very upsetting to see science caught up in this. We're seeing whole institutions having their grants canceled or expecting that the flow of funding is either temporarily or permanently ceasing. It's actually technically impossible for that to occur, and yet the administration is doing it anyway. The courts have halted it. The administration has seemingly continued. We're seeing grants that are quite specifically areas that shouldn't be targeted by this at all being cut. For example, people studying ecological diversity are being caught up in the diversity keyword, where there's cuts to essentially diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Similarly, in geology, there's a technical term called an inclusion for fluids that end up in rocks, and those grants are being cut as well. So this is imprecise and very worrying to see the fabric of science being ripped apart in this way. One of the wider implications of it is the climate change science, which is widely supported within the U.S. And of course, the U.S. is the largest cumulative emitter across the world, so it has a lot of responsibility to look after climate change globally. We're seeing those ripped up with a sense of denialism, possibly websites going offline or agencies being cut from essentially having the information that needs to be supported going out, and that could flow through to collaborations in the Antarctic and in areas across the oceans and atmosphere studies worldwide, including New Zealand's large patch of the Southern Ocean.
And the U.S. Embassy in New Zealand's website notes that it will be unable to process any new grant applications. And of course, the U.S. is very globally influential and has historically played a leading role in global health initiatives. And as you say, is a leading contributor to climate change. Now, with these funding cuts and limits, as well as the U.S. leaving the World Health Organization, what do you think the implications of this move will be on Aotearoa, New Zealand?
Well, it's very hard to say at this stage. A general prediction would be that the constitutional crisis will sort of resolve itself, that it is essentially very similar to the first term of Trump when a lot of things were done and proposed that couldn't really be achieved. So one possibility is that we'll actually see much of this resolved and areas that seem uncertain, for example, NIWA's research vessel Tangaroa was just deploying about $300,000 worth of U.S. equipment in the Southern Ocean for monitoring of the physical ocean and climate change. We could see that continue with just a bit of extra uncertainty. That said, science doesn't benefit from uncertainty.
And Dr. Carly Birch, a lecturer in sociology at the University of Auckland and committee member of the Early Career Researcher Forum, has said that the US's actions might further embolden anti-intellectual policies by the national-led coalition government. Would you agree with this statement?
That's certainly true. The current attacks and defunding of science in New Zealand is one of the most extreme examples we've seen in similar countries in recent years. But it is potentially overshadowed by the scale of what is happening in the U.S. One example also of why it's potentially quite important, and even more important now than it would have been, you mentioned those comments are from an early career researcher, and increasingly researchers in the early careers are on precarious contracts. They're not well-funded and are essentially going from contract to contract. And you can imagine if their funding is cut along the way, that creates a very difficult situation for researchers that are often trying to start young families or just have started a mortgage. Other thing that's very interesting about Trump's cuts from a New Zealand perspective is that they're trying to force institutions to accept grant money without what's called overheads. That is to say, that's the money that supports the institutions buying equipment and running the equipment, as well as libraries, the administration staff to take care of all the accounting for the federal funding, also the role of institutions in looking after the publications and data and potentially samples from the research in the long term. And if that involves private, say, health-related samples, making sure that that information is held securely. That funding is being cut back to 10 or 15%, where most U.S. institutions will get between 30 and 75%. 25% is the norm in Europe, but there's much greater levels of institutional funding. One issue is that New Zealand has much higher levels of overheads within its institutions, usually much higher than 100% for our research institutions because we have very little base level of support to the institutions. So this creates an even larger level of friction in international programs that might seek to collaborate with the U.S. if the intent of the administration is to limit or reduce the payment of overheads to support research.
That was co-president of the New Zealand Association of Scientists, Troy Basin, speaking to me about US President Donald Trump's science spending cuts and their implications.
I'm not sure of our position on that particular bill, so I can't comment on that right now.
It's a kind of bird. This is the bird they're endorsing for Bird of the Year.
The Wire.